from API. This is Energy Tomorrow Radio, your source for information and conversation about the most important energy issues of the day.
Welcome to Energy Tomorrow Radio. I'm Jane Van Ryan. Last week, several of my colleagues and I had the opportunity to attend the Conservative Political Action Conference here in Washington. CPAC, as it's called, showcases elected officials as well as presidential hopefuls, pundits, and well-known personalities. This year's conference also featured Energy Tomorrow's educational exhibit, which provides information about oil and natural gas development as well as the industry's benefits to the U.S. economy. More than 10,000 students, activists, and politicians attended this year's CPAC conference, and many of them came through the Energy Tomorrow booth, where the discussion turned from politics to the importance of oil and natural gas to the economy. Student Ryan McKee came to CPAC from Anchorage, Alaska. He said the residents of his state have a personal stake in oil production.
We each get a permanent fund dividend check from the oil revenues of anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000 each year. So without that, it would be very detrimental to our whole economy.
John Dunham of Brooklyn, New York, said having a secure supply of energy can help to make it affordable.
Well, as an economist, I know the importance of energy to the economy as a whole and how increases in the price of energy affect inflation throughout all of the sectors that we depend on. So it's important that that energy be developed in the most broad-based, least expensive way.
Greg Wrightstone from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, talked about the importance of developing natural gas in the Marcellus Shale Formation that stretches from New York to West Virginia.
The Marcellus is an incredible resource. It looks like it'll have between 400 and 500 TCF in reserves, which doesn't mean anything to you until you realize that the largest conventional resource or field in the United States is only 81. So this is somewhere five times the size of the largest conventional gas field in the United States, and probably be the second largest gas field in the world.
And how important do you think it is that we develop our own domestic energy resources?
Oh, it's incredibly important. If we can stop importing at least 50% of our imported oil into this United States, we can decrease our foreign trade imbalance significantly. We're not going to stop, but we will stop providing money to the people that want to kill us. And it's very important. It's really a national security issue for us.
Fred Smith, president and founder of the Competitive Enterprise Institute, had plenty to say about the mood at CPAC and about America's energy issues.
Well, I think one of the things that everyone worried about energy policy and other things is the populist tendency, the tendency to see go anti-business, anti-technology. What I'm really encouraged by is that they're angry, but they're not angry at the market. They're angry at the abuse of the market, crony capitalism, and so on. But there's a real awareness that the market, businesses, are the wealth creation part of America. Government is the wealth redistributing part of America. You can't redistribute wealth until you create it, so let's get first things first.
A number of studies have been done that show that if this country had the political will to open more areas to oil and natural gas exploration, that we really could give the economy a huge boost. What do you think about that?
Well, I was originally in Louisiana, and, you know, the northern Louisiana for red shales are tight gas formations. And now, of course, we find they're all over the United States. That's natural gas. We've found a whole number in even America, but around the world of offshore oil. God created an awful lot of fossil fuels. And unfortunately, politicians and environmental or green groups have blocked us from benefiting from that. Energy, affordable energy, is the key to a world that is not only freer and more wealthy, but also a world that gives opportunities to the people who are denied lights, mobility, and the other values that that energy gives. Energy is what makes the world move, what makes the world light, what makes it possible to move away from backbreaking labor into the modern labor savings of today. Energy is behind all that. You make energy harder to acquire, you make the world a much worse place for everyone.
In your view, then, should the United States open up more areas for domestic exploration and production?
I think the United States, on the question of what areas should be allocated, should open up everything. I mean, let the states get involved with it. Let them decide in an intermediate measure. Let the states decide whether they want to ban it or not. But we're an interstate. The Constitution was an interstate commerce clause. When we allow small groups to block the flow of any material or development of any energy, we harm the economic welfare, the liberties of all Americans throughout. America was meant to be an economic union. The blockage you are seeing, both at the national, the state, and the local level, of the ability to go out and find things that will make the world a better place, energy we're talking about today, but there's other resources too, is really one of the perversions of the American principles, and I hope we move away from it as soon as possible.
For more information about the benefits of oil and natural gas production, visit www.energytomorrow.org. I'm Jane Van Ryan.
Thank you for joining us on Energy Tomorrow Radio, brought to you by the people of America's oil and natural gas industry. For more information about this podcast or to submit questions for future shows, visit energytomorrow.org. That's energytomorrow.org.